From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kern, Ruth Parrott, George Neese, the Sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
See, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side.
When you're gone,
sugar candy, I get lonesome,
I get so blue.
When you're handy,
it's fine and dandy,
but when you're gone, what can I do?
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you.
Then I only see the sunny side.
Even trouble has its funny side.
When you're gone,
sugar candy,
I get lonesome,
I get so blue.
When you're handy,
it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do?
Well, during the year of 1946, Judy made many unsuccessful attempts to further her career. For instance, when she entered the Atlantic City Bathing Beauty Contest, the judges said,
"This Canova girl doesn't look very beautiful to me."
Well, don't let that deceive you. What she lacks in beauty, she makes up for in stupidity.
But Judy never gives up. Now she's written a Western sketch for the annual amateur show to be presented by the Brentwood Community Theater. When the entertainment committee read her sketch, they had this to say.
"Well, it's not too bad, but this Canova girl says she wants to be the leading lady. Says she's a Westerner from the ground up. Look at her face."
"Mm. That looks a little ground up, too."
Well, things are tough all over, so the committee accepted the sketch. Judy is naturally elated.
"Golly, Aunt Aggie, ain't it swell that I'm going to be leading lady in that sketch I wrote?"
"Indeed it is, Judy. But are you sure you'd be successful on the stage?"
"Just, yeah. Well, I could cut all kinds of didos. Why, back home in Cactus Junction, I was the only girl in school who could play the harmonica and shoot spitballs at the same time."
"Really?"
"Yes, sir. And that wasn't all I could do, neither. Once I sang at a church social."
"Did you get many requests?"
"Yeah, but I went ahead and sang anyway." "After I got through singing, everybody yelled, 'Bravo, bravo.'"
"What happened then?"
"Bravo came out and took a bow, too." "Yes, sir, that night I was wearing my graduation dress. All the folks said I looked like I just stepped out of a magazine."
"Harper's Bazaar?"
"No, Popular Mechanics." "I sure was popular back home. Why, one 4th of July, they even wanted to shoot off a cannon in my honor."
"And did they?"
"No, I wouldn't get into the cannon." "Well, I wouldn't." "You think I ought to? Maybe I should. I don't know. Dad, I'll be glad when this year's over. 1946 wasn't so hot."
"Well, anyway, Judy, science made wonderful progress in 1946. We were able to get clothing material made from wood pulp."
"Yeah, but no more of them wood pulp dresses for me."
"Why not?"
"Well, I had a dance once. I dropped a shoulder strap and everybody hollered, 'Timber!'" "My brother Zeke even wore a suit made out of wood pulp."
"Didn't he like it?"
"No, he lit a match on his trousers and a termite crawled out and said, 'No smoking in the lower balcony.'" "Golly, I'll bet my Western sketch will be the biggest thing that ever hit Brentwood."
"The biggest thing that ever hit Brentwood?"
"Somebody talking about me."
"Oh, hello, Geranium. Are you going to see me on the stage tonight?"
"I sure am, Miss Judy. You know, I used to be on the stage."
"You did?"
"Yeah, once I had a large part in Bloomer Girl."
"You were in Bloomer Girl? How did you get into it?"
"I pulled some strings."
"Well, I didn't see the play, Geranium, but were you in the mob scene?"
"In it? Honey, I was the mob scene." "I declare."
your boyfriend Pomeroy made any plans for New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah, Miss Judy. We're going to celebrate. You know, last year Pomeroy was broke, but he took me to a famous Hollywood night spot anyway.
Oh, a famous Hollywood night spot, huh? Where?
Griffith Park. Yeah, but this New Year's Eve we're going to dance all night.
Well, is Pomeroy going to put on the dog and take you in a taxi?
Oh, he'll have to, Miss Judy, because last year I tried to catch a sunset bus, but the driver wouldn't let me get on.
Why not?
Well, he said, lady, the last time you sat on the back end of this bus, I had to let the passengers off in front with a step ladder.
Aunt Aggie, I sure hope I can get some producer to see my sketch.
Judy, do you think your sketch would hold a producer's interest?
Oh, I know. I sure hope so. Golly, Aunt Aggie, wouldn't it be wonderful if some big producer saw my sketch and walked up to me with a contract in his hand and said,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, you sure look happy.
See, Senorita, I have a new girl. She has hazel eyes, chestnut hair, and walnut skin. Boy, is she the nuts. Oh, and Senorita, she sure can kiss.
Oh, she can?
See, last night while she was kissing me goodnight, her dog chewed a piece out of my leg.
He chewed a piece out of your leg?
See, and I didn't even notice it until I got home.
Well, are you going to take your girl out New Year's Eve, Pedro?
No, we are going to stay home. Last New Year's when I took her out, we was driving along and some goofy driver smashed up the front end of my car.
Gosh, were you hurt?
No, we was both in the back seat. That was the night my cousin Gonzalez celebrated too much. They found him on his hands and knees in the middle of the highway.
What was he doing?
He was trying to roll up that little white line. Gonzalez sure was mixed up that night.
He was, huh?
See, when he got home, he put his pants to bed and hung himself over a chair all night. Senorita, me and my girl are not taking Gonzalez with us this year.
Why? Where are you going?
The Tunnel of Love at Ocean Park.
Ooh, what do you do there?
Well, we wait till there's nobody around, and we get in a boat, and then we go to the darkest part of the tunnel. And then I throw out the anchor.
Then what do you do?
I unwrap two fishing poles. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol too, Pedro.
Oh, Judy.
Yeah, Aunt Aggie.
Your boyfriend, Bensley Boxford, is here to see you.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Aggie. Howdy, Bensley.
Hello, Judy.
Gee, Bensley, what you got in that box?
Well, Judy, this is your big night, and I wanted you to look your best, so I brought you a corsage.
Gosh, Bensley, I didn't even think you knew my size.
Oh, Judy, just stand there and don't move. Just let me look at your face.
Saw that old thing.
Oh, Judy, after the play, would you like to go driving with me in my car?
No, Bensley, I don't like to drive with you. You have trouble with your eyesight.
Well, what do you mean?
You keep seeing parking spots in front of your eyes. Anyway, Aunt Aggie doesn't like fellas keeping me out late in automobiles. It worries her.
Oh, but Judy, boys in automobiles don't act any different today than they did when she was a girl.
I know. That's what worries her.
Well, Judy, what harm is there in my kissing you? After all, you're wearing my fraternity pin, Delta Delta Tau.
Yeah, Delta Delta Tau. Just think, I'm almost engaged to a DDT. You know, Betsy, we met 2 years ago on New Year's, and we're still going around together.
Yes, Judy, and the old year has only three more days to go. Ah, it's waning fast.
It's what?
Waning.
That's California for you. Every time you want to go anyplace, it's waning.
Judy.
Yes, Bensley?
Come and sit with me on the couch by the lovebird's cage. Ah, there. Now I'm going to turn out the light.
Bensley, it's dark.
Oh, Judy.
What, Bent?
Why can't we do what those lovebirds are doing? But, Judy, what's the idea of turning the light on?
I want to see what them birds are doing.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the sportsmen, who steal the march on Father Time as they ring out the old year and ring in the new with Blow, Gabriel, Blow.
Do you hear that playing?
Yeah, we hear that playing.
Do you know who's playing?
No, who is that playing?
Why, it's Gabriel, Gabriel playing.
Gabriel?
Gabriel's playing. Will you be ready to go when I blow my horn? Blow, blow, Gabriel, blow.
Go on and blow, Gabriel, blow.
I've been a sinner.
You've been a scamp.
But now I'm willing to trim my lamp. So blow,
Gabriel, blow.
Lord,
Gabriel, Lord.
Mighty Lord, Gabriel, Lord. But now since I've seen the light,
see goodbye day
and goodbye night, so
Lord, Gabriel, Lord. Once she was headed
below. Once I was headed
below.
Playing
on your heart once more, so I said, Satan,
stay away. And now I'm all ready to fly.
Yes, to fly higher and higher and higher.
Cause
I've gone through brimstone and I've been through the fire.
And I've hurt my soul and my heart too.
So climb up the mountain top and start to blow.
Well, Judy's all excited. She's going to be the leading lady in her own Western sketch in the Brentwood Auditorium tonight. In preparation for a big moment, Judy's been to the beauty parlor to have her hair done and just got back. Aggie.
Judy, the hairstyle do.
Yeah, he sure did, Aunt Aggie. He gave me a genuine French cow fury.
Judy. Judy, you mean crusher. Surely you know what crusher means.
Why, sure, that French for we know you'll have to come back to us because you'll never be able to comb it yourself.
Oh, Judy, I do hope you're a hit tonight.
Oh, I will be, Aunt Aggie. That fella sold me some perfume guaranteed to make me a lady.
What kind of perfume?
It's called Essence of Bourbon. One drop behind each ear and it makes you a lady of distinction. Oh, I wonder who that is. Come in.
How do you do, Miss Canova?
Oh, hello, Mr. mailman.
I could have been here sooner, but Lana Turner delayed me.
Lana Turner delayed you?
Yes, sirree. I seen her walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and being a wolf, I wanted to whistle at her through my teeth.
You did?
Yep. But by the time I went home to get him and came back, she was gone.
Oh, I bet you were disappointed.
Oh, I sure was. But then I seen another pretty girl, and I whistled at her.
What happened?
She helped me across the street. Goodbye now, and Happy New Year, honey.
Same to you. Gosh, I better get to the auditorium. It's nearly curtain time.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in this theater, we're presenting a sketch set back about 50 years ago. It was written by Judy Canova, entitled, He Cut His Face While Shaving Because He Didn't See the Razor's Edge. The scene is the Buzzard's Gulch Saloon. It's a cold night and the wind is howling outside.
Howdy, stranger. Where'd you come from?
Just blew in from Albuquerque.
Where's your horse?
I didn't ride one. I just blew in.
Stranger, I think I've seen your face before.
And stranger, I think I've seen your face before.
Well, now that's strange.
Yep, strangest face I ever saw.
What you doing in town, stranger?
I'm looking for a female of the opposite sex. I'm lonesome for the sight of a woman.
Oh, how about me? I'm a woman.
Yep, and you're a sight if I ever saw one.
Hey, you better be nice to me, stranger. I own a gold mine.
Good. I'm an expert assayer. You want me to assay it?
Huh?
I say I'm an assayer. You want me to assay it?
You just said it. Why say it again?
So you got a gold mine, ma'am.
Yep.
Where do you do your prospecting?
At the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Who's playing that piano?
Cactus Annie. Come over here, Annie.
What you want, Two-Gun Canova? Here I am, Cactus Annie, the rootinest, tootinest glamour girl in the West.
How do you like her, stranger?
Which way is east?
How do you like her? You asked me to dig up a date for you.
Well, toss her back in and start digging somewhere else.
Come over here, stranger. I'm gonna kiss you.
What for, Annie? He ain't done nothing. He's looking for a new boyfriend, stranger.
Yeah, when my old boyfriend left me, I was all broken up.
Whoever put you together again did a bad job. I'm plumb disappointed. I come plumb from Albuquerque. I hope to meet a plumb beautiful woman, and I got plumb food.
Hey, who is this feller?
He's a plumber from Albuquerque.
Two-Gun Canova, I'm a hankering for the feminine touch. I'm a gonna kiss you.
You better not. My boyfriend will shoot you. He's quick on the trigger. Why, he's so fast with a gun, sometimes he's shooting before the gun's even out of the holster.
What's his name?
Tallis Joe.
That don't sound much like a horse to me.
He's got asthma.
Howdy, Two-Gun Canova.
Howdy, Tallest Joe.
Hey, Two-Gun, who's this ugly varmint standing near you?
Don't talk tough to me, stranger. You see this scar?
Yeah.
Gunfight, 1872. You see this scar?
Yeah.
Gunfight, 1877.
You see this scar?
Yeah.
Appendicitis, 1876.
Joe, don't pick a fight with this man. He's tough.
I sure am. Just this morning, I ate a whole steer. Darn them horns.
Okay, you don't seem like such a bad hombre. You can take out either girl you like.
Well, I'll kiss them both before I decide. First, I'll kiss Two-Gun Canova.
How was that?
Like champagne and caviar. Now I'll kiss Cactus Annie.
What was that like?
One meatball. That settles it. Come on, Two-Gun Canova. Let's do the town.
No, I don't like you. You're a show-off. Why, the idea of wearing gold nuggets for teeth.
Hey, Tex, have you really got all gold teeth?
Why, he's got so much gold in his mouth, he has to sleep with his head in his face.
Yep, when I pass on, they're going to send me to Washington.
What for?
The Republicans are going to melt him down and balance the budget.
Gosh, he must have been born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Nope, but I got a silver plate in my head.
You have?
Yep, he's got silver in his head, gold in his mouth, and lead in his heel.
Oh, Judy, do you think the Brentwood Entertainment Committee liked your sketch?
Well, I guess they must have, Aunt Aggie. They sent me a note.
What did the committee's note say, Judy?
Says here, "Dear Miss Canova, we notice that the moral of your sketch is the old saying, forgive and forget. As far as we're concerned, we are willing to forgive it if you will forget it."
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, even women whose skin wasn't clear?
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improved all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. No matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman as they reminisce with Among My Souvenirs.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs.
Mrs. Byrne Smith asking you to follow the 14-day palm olive plan for a lovelier complexion and be sure to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. There's a worldwide shortage of fats and oils, and therefore, ladies, now as never before, you're asked to rescue every drop of used cooking fat. Don't let a single speck go down the drain. It's needed not only for making soap, but in the manufacture of nylons, textiles, washing machines, automobiles, and scores of those badly wanted, greatly desired products. And they all take fat to make them. So won't you please save every drop of fat that you can? Put it in a tin and turn it in. Your butcher will gladly pay you a high price for it. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Halo Shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood wishing you all a very happy new year and singing, go to sleep, little baby, go to sleep, little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd, and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. Here's news for Dennis Day fans. The Dennis Day Show is now broadcast on Wednesday nights over most of these same stations. Remember, next week for music and fun, tune in the Dennis Day Show Wednesday night over this same station. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.